Over the last several months, Day to Day's been reading a series of letters from home. These are letters from families to soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. About a month ago, I saw one from Marsha Flory.
Her son, Zach, was stationed near Baghdad with the Army's 1st Cavalry Division. Marsha spoke to us from her home in Clinton, Iowa.
You personally are against the war, but obviously you're for your son. So the letter that you got from him after one bad night must have been very difficult. Tell us what he wrote.
He had 6 months of almost daily combat, and he was under heavy mortar fire one night when he was on base and woke up to that. And so his response to that then was a panic attack, which is pretty common for soldiers to have. That's what he sent us in the letter of what had happened to him and how to deal with that.
This was at night. These mortars were coming in, and the Army was shooting up rockets to shoot down the mortars, and the shrapnel was all falling down, and it could fall into his trailer. It might have killed him. He was very frightened, and he had trouble breathing, and he wrote you about this awful night he had.
Correct. He had difficulty breathing and felt like he was drowning. And we've always encouraged him to share his feelings, and that helps a soldier deal with their stress if they can do that.
Can you read to us from what you wrote back to him?
Okay. Zach, it is perfectly normal what you experienced. We all have our breaking points. You had yours, and you were lucky you had it there in the safety of your trailer and not on the battlefield. You probably reacted this way because it woke you from a much-needed sleep and you didn't have any warning, meaning you didn't have time to put on your battle mask or to become a robot like your training prepared you for. No one can always be stoic or robotic on their job when they face death daily as you and your comrades do. I remember your roommate telling me this last summer when you were under so much stress. Joe admitted that he had cracked several times and that he had seen several soldiers do the same. They just get to the point where they can't handle the stress and the demands anymore. They curl up in a ball and literally refuse to move. Zach, it's okay to be afraid. Being afraid keeps you alert and alive. If anyone tells you they are not afraid, they are liars. Stress of this magnitude creates bodily responses such as panic attacks. How could it not? Zach, don't beat yourself up. Take time whenever you can to literally practice saying to yourself as you take deep breaths, breathe in peace, breathe out light. Seriously, Zach, this does work. Focus on your breath to calm your nerves. Remember, Zach, you are never alone. You are surrounded with the love and prayers of so many. God and the angels are with you always. We love you, son. You will come home safe and sound. Love, Mom and Dad.
That's Marsha Flory reading a letter to her son, Zach, and we are happy to report he did come home safely. Last Sunday, he returned from Iraq to his base in Texas.
If you or someone you know has written a letter to a soldier, we'd like to hear from you. Just go to our website, npr.org, click Contact Us, and put Letters from Home in the subject line.